Freak Show, Wild 94.1 Bay's Party Station, your stimulus spot. You can go to wild941.com. Get your business in on the Wild Stimulus Program. One lucky business is going to walk away with $25,000 to spend on Wild 94.1 advertising. Also, a two-hour remote. You said you bought a remote before.
I have bought multiple remotes before.
Oh, and, yeah. He's been a hustler.
Yeah, I've been hustling. They're not cheap. They are very effective. A lot of people always came out. Mm-hmm. But you got to dig in your pockets a little bit.
Well, this one comes with it. So you'll get that $25K. You get a two-hour remote. You also get an event page listed on wild941.com. It's hooked up by Dennis Hernandez, expert car crash lawyer. So definitely get involved in that. If you could use $25,000 to get your messaging out, whatever your business is, come on, come on, get registered. All right. Yesterday I was talking to a friend of mine, and I saw this story about this restaurant busboy that has been, like, being prosecuted in Michigan. And it's kind of tied together because I have a friend who works at my car spot, and she went to the nurse that I went to, okay, and got a negative, got a like, hey, you don't have any antibodies, you don't have any current virus in you, there's nothing going on.
Good to know.
You don't have it, you didn't have it.
Right.
Got it.
That's what that basically means with the IgG. You ain't mm-hmm. never had it, you ain't no antibodies, ain't nothing there. Problem was, she had been quarantined because she had a positive.
Wait.
Like a couple weeks.
So she got a false positive.
She got a positive. We didn't know it was false.
At the time.
At the time.
And now it's.
Now, and now she's got two different ones. So now she's like, oh my God, now who do I believe? Oh, so now right. she's got a third one. And that's when I talked to her yesterday. She got a third one and it shows that she's negative.
Okay.
So.
What a waste.
I mean,
waste of time, waste of effort. You're quarantining even extra. You can't go to work. You can't make money. Come on now.
You can't get around. You can't do all that.
And you're scaring your family, and then they have to go get tested too, anybody you were around.
Now, there's different people, though, because like the dude in Michigan just wanted the day off, so he lied and said that he had symptoms or whatever.
Oh,
they ended up shutting down the business, had to cancel a wedding rehearsal party. They had to do all of these things, forced to close Friday and Saturday after the COVID-19 claim. And the timing for the restaurant was just terrible because they lost out on all this stuff. It was the second busiest weekend of the year. They lost out on that. The employee confessed on Saturday night that he had messed up and, lied. And now it's a police matter now and all this other stuff. So,
oh God,
like the malicious part aside, that's just something you should probably never do.
Right. Use a like different excuse. That,
like you, I mean, you don't even if you're not feeling good, watch how you say it to your work. Because
yeah.
if it makes you sound like you got a flu symptom, you can shut stuff down. But on the other side, how many people out here are getting these positives that are not real?
It sounds like a lot. It's in the news every day. Every day that there's false positives.
That's insane.
And numbers are surging, and then 30% of them are being reported or they are being reported. It's just new stuff every single day, and it's very confusing.
And then on top of that, then there's reports of laboratories withholding the negative tests. So they are basically reporting 100% positive. Yeah. Everybody got it.
Inflating.
This everybody who's ever taken a test here got it.
That's yeah, like nobody negative ever. That's scary.
Yeah,
like,
that's of course really it weird. Is.
I mean, and I just got my report back because I gave plasma on Friday. And then they give you like a report the next week of like your blood type, which I happen to know I'm A positive.
Good, because I've asked you guys, y'all didn't know you.
I don't know.
Because you know what? Because they used to give blood at school when I was like first grade through like ninth grade. They used to do blood drives at school and they would give you a card that had your thing on it. And I always remembered it was an A positive or A negative. I couldn't remember which one it was. So I ain't seen that card in a while. So, they sent me my report and they were like, yes, you were positive for antibodies, you know, blah, blah, blah. Here's your cholesterol, you know, like they run all that stuff on your blood.
Yeah.
And so I'm sitting here and I'm like, okay, so I know I had it and I know my body is like creating antibodies to fight up against it or whatever. But what do you do if you've missed work for two, 3 weeks and you never had it? Yeah. Like, that's just a vacation.
But you were told
that
But
it was a horrible vacation.
It was a horrible vacation because you were at home, hunkered down.
Anything.
You didn't get to do anything,
some
but
people,
you still got 2 weeks off.
Yeah, but some people, like in your example, that would have been a vacation without your family, by yourself, isolated.
In a room.
Feeling like, yo, are these symptoms going to make, is today the day that I get that little scratch in my throat?
Yeah, it's scary.
That's a tough vacation.
I mean. I think because she joked and said, now my bosses ain't going to believe that I had it. Because now it's like, you just took all this time off.
Right. Oh, I have a couple.
It's not that much fun, though.
I have a couple questions. I don't know if we ever talked about your, on Friday when you went to give plasma.
No.
I wanted to ask you about that. Like, how long did it take?
Probably like 40 minutes.
40 minutes?
Yeah.
That's not
bad. I mean, there's an interview process ahead of it. Like, they want to make sure you ain't out there being reckless, tattoos, you know, sex loose women, you know, all this other stuff. Like, they ask you a whole bunch of questions like that. And then you got to go on this computer and they got to, like, have the questions there, too. So they authenticate a lot before you get to do it. But just the actual process, it was a bigger needle.
Oh.
Like, you know, because it has to, this needle does a lot.
Okay.
Like, everything that comes out of you goes into 3 separate bags.
Oh, damn.
It separates it. Like, I'm watching the bags get bigger, and I'm watching a deep red bag. That's your whole blood.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's a bright red bag, and that's your red blood cells.
Oh, wow.
And then there's a bag that looks like pee, and that's your plasma.
So
you see all of this going up. It's like all of it at a level. And then you, because it constricts around your wrist, around your arm, it gets tight. So that's squeezing blood out of you. So everything's going up, and then it loosens up, and you see the dark red and the light red.
Oh, I don't like
dissipate.
That. I don't
Did
like
you
it.
Get queasy?
No, I didn't at all. It goes down because it's going back in you.
Oh, that's right. It goes back in you.
Yeah. So, like, it doesn't come out.
The other two. The two parts?
The bright red and the dark red go back into you. So it disappears. And then the gold is still there. So now when it constricts again, then it gets they start going up again, and the gold gets even higher.
Mm.
So the plasma is staying.
I don't like
everything
it.
Else. So when you're done, you got a full bag of plasma, and the other two bags are empty because everything else is given back to you. It was easiest thing ever. It didn't hurt. It wasn't like I didn't get.
Inside's beautiful.
Nothing like that.
Technology is crazy.
It was amazing because I kept asking them questions. I'm like, yo, how am I catching up with her? They're like, no. Because this girl was in front of me, and I'm like, how am I blood on hers? I think I'm dripping too fast.
Yeah.
And they were explaining to me that no, your hers is coming down because it's going back into her, and it does it like 4 or 5 times during the whole thing.
Was your arm sore afterwards?
Nah, not at all.
Not even in the
punctures. It was just a bigger needle. It was like thicker because it has to filter out so many. Different
it does. It just does more. I don't know how, what you want to call it, but I know it was a bit. But it wasn't a huge one. It was just like
some people are texting like you lost me with the big needle. Oh,
Were you fatigued afterwards?
Nah.
No, you were
really
good.
Wasn't.
You came back to work.
That night, I ended up like the next morning. I ended up laying around in bed while I was doing laundry and just kept kind of laying down, or whatever.
Tired.
Just I mean, and it wasn't that I was like tired. It's just that you know.
It's not like you could have a cookie right afterwards because you're on the keto.
That was what really got me upset because they had these grandma's cookies right there. And like the chocolate chip
That's
joint.
The reward for doing
And
such
then they
a
had all
beat.
These juices and sodas. And I'm sitting there like, now what would you like? I'm like, I'm on keto. I can't handle that. I was so upset.
Yeah.
Did you have to like hydrate or do something either before or afterwards to like replenish whatever was taken out? Or was there anything like that?
Eat. They said go eat, you know, and drink
up.
Some water and whatever. And I had the night before I had a steak because that gives you
that's
good
right.
iron, you know,
and
stuff like that. So, I mean, it was cool.
Was the tattoo thing a limitation?
Do you know? You can't have a fresh tattoo for like the last 12 months.
Oh.
There's a lot of limitations on giving blood. Yeah. Nevertheless, plasma.
I'm telling you. That whole thing about sex with loose women, they ask you. They ask you. So just so you understand, sex is touching with your mouth or doing this with your mouth. And I'm looking at her like,
could you define loose women?
Listen, don't be judging my friends. Like, you know what I'm
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.